Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is the last part of our mindset series of overcoming stress. And today's topic is the fear of the future. Okay, so we've been talking about this kind of series of overcoming stress, and we've talked about worry, so how to overcome the worries of the what ifs and, you know, what could be's and all those things that we're kind of looking into. And sometimes the worry can reply to the future. So you're going to hear a little bit of overlap in regards to what today's topic in that worry podcast is. But worry can also just be other things. So it isn't isolated to just the future. So that's where we're going to be looking at specifically today. But worry can be more general. We also have hurry. And that's just feeling like super busy all the time, pulled in a million directions. We can't get everything done. So there becomes stress on that. Then there was social media, there was people-pleasing, and getting along with others. So those have been the topic areas we've looked at. So the last one to wrap this up, like we said, is now the fear of the future. So, like we said, part of why we are afraid of the future is the worry of the what-ifs. So what might come our way, and kind of like, are we ready for it? Are we even gonna be capable enough to handle it? What do we need to have to be prepared? Everything. So all those worries and what ifs. And podcast number 215 was the one where we looked at worry specifically. And that one we talked about the main concept behind worry, how to address that, is to turn your worry into work. And what that meant was account for what you can have effect over. So decide, we went through in that podcast and more in depth on what I'm about to say now. So if you are interested in any of this, please listen to podcast number 215. But you have to kind of make a list of all your worries. Within each worry, make a list of what you're worried about. What are the factors within that worry that give you stress? Out of those factors, what are the ones that you have any control over? What are the things that you might be able to do something about? In those ones, in the things that we can do something about, we have to start doing something. So we have to turn that worry into work, into action. So we find out ways and steps and methods that we can do to kind of make ourselves better prepared or better addressing those specific concerns or worries in the realms that we can do something about. So the things that are still within our control. So we put effort towards that, and that effort is our work. And you can basically turn that worry into work. So that's what our goal is to take the stress that we have and make it be productive. So rather than feeling stressed for no benefit, let's feel stressed for some benefit and get those worrying energies into work energies. Cool. So some of the other things that we think of, like when we fear the future, is going to be the fear of the unknown. So will we be capable to handle what might come our way? Will we be prepared? And those are actually two different thoughts. So being prepared means that, like in your mind, you're thinking, I'm good enough if I have this, this, and this ready. So or something, it's even individual, like independent of ourselves. So like there's kind of the people who believe in like doomsday type stuff. And they'll have like, say, bunkers for like nuclear war bunkers. And they'll make sure they're prepared by having a lot of canned foods. Well, whether they do or don't have canned foods, sorry for all the noise. Somebody's sending me a million messages. And I forgot to turn off my sound thing. So, but being prepared, like having canned goods, doesn't mean we're a good person or a bad person. Or, you know, we don't think of ourselves as being capable enough to buy canned goods. You just buy the canned goods, you put them in the room, you're ready. Now, being capable, if you have a fear over that, is, okay, will I be able to survive giving that environment? So that might be a different set of worry or different type of worry. So yeah, okay, I have a bunker ready, I have all my canned goods ready, I am prepared, but am I capable? So those become kind of fears as well. And that can become stress. So again, we kind of have the same approach to addressing that as we would with worry, is you have to list the unknowns. So it's true that you can't be prepared for something you don't know about. But often when we have fear of the unknown, it resolves itself into like more what ifs. So like, oh man, what if there's a nuclear war? You know, what if something happens and my spouse passes away? You know, can I do life on my own? Can I handle this on my own? You know, what if this, what if that? What if I lose my job? What if I, you know, run out of money? What if I have a big medical condition that I can't pay for later in life? So you have all those things and those worries and concerns. And there's really nothing that you can do about them in just worry alone. The only time you can make any bit of difference is by turning that worry into some productive effort, which is turning that worry into work. So you can list the things that you're aware of now that may run into potential problems. So will I have enough money if I have a health problem? That's something you can do about. Just start saving money now. You know, you might have the fear maybe it's not enough. Well, shit, some is better than none. So even if it's not enough later on, it's at least better than not being prepared at all. So you can find kind of calmness in your stress from at least knowing that. Okay, maybe it's not going to be enough, but at least I have, you know, this base amount. At least I have a process started. So you can find comfort in your stress from at least knowing you've put some effort into it, or at least got an effort started. So that's what we're looking for when we look for kind of these concepts of overcoming stress. It isn't that you're going to completely eliminate stress. You're just going to learn how to manage it. So we're not trying to eliminate stress. That's impossible. You're always going to have stress in your life. But we want to learn how to manage it. So when we have swells of stress come on, we want to be able to kind of calm that swell quicker than before. So the swells become less intense, and we can calm them faster than before. So that's kind of the main goal of listening to any of these podcasts, is that you learn how to better manage stress, not try to eliminate it. Okay? So when you think through these things, don't think of eliminating stress, think of managing stress. That's going to be a more accurate and realistic kind of mindset and focus towards the benefit of what these podcasts can do for you. So again, if you have a fear of the unknown, if you're not sure if you're going to be prepared, make a list of steps that you can take to feel more prepared, and then do those things. If you're not sure if you're going to be capable, make a list of what you can do to be capable. Maybe all of a sudden you want to go on a camping trip. And, you know, if your fear, like I'm using a goofy example, maybe, might not be goofy to some, but a more kind of far-fetched example. That way we kind of get the idea of how to handle it. And then you can apply this to whatever example you have of your actual stress. But if I am afraid of, like, surviving a nuclear fallout, you know that you would have to be good at camping. There might not be electricity. So maybe you take a weekend and you go out in the woods. So we did that when I was in Boy Scouts. We would have a backpack and like a fire starting kit, some basic essentials. And then we would just go out into the woods and see if we could survive on the weekend. And sometimes that can be something you could do to build your confidence. So let's say, like you're afraid of saving for the future. Okay, are you going to have enough money in the future? Well, like what you can look into now is learning what are the different ways to save money. So I don't even know enough to be able to give you freaking examples. But there are things like IRAs, which I've heard are a thing that you can give money to. There is like life insurance policies. Maybe you want to invest in that. Maybe you think that's a waste of money. Maybe invest into the stock market. Like you have to find ways, like find out and learn and educate on what are the options that I have available to me. Once I have that knowledge, I can then feel more capable of making a good choice. And then all of a sudden I feel less stressed because I am now saving for my future. So if you're afraid of not being capable, you have to figure out what are the skill sets that I would need for what I want to be better at. So within those skill sets, what can I do now to learn those skill sets? So if you want to learn how to be healthier, right now you're investing into learning on podcasts. So you're listening to this podcast as an investment in making yourself more capable in the future to help deal with and handle stress. So this is an investment. This is something that, as of listening to this podcast, you should feel less stressed in the sense of knowing that you're putting some action towards your worries. Now, it is often common that as we work through something like stress, we're also heighten our awareness of when we feel stressed, and sometimes that can actually make you feel worse at the initial start. So just like how when we lift weights, we come into the gym and we don't feel good while we're lifting weights. It kind of hurts. It's uncomfortable. Our body's screaming at us. It's mad. But through the healing process, we come back stronger than before. Sometimes when you look at stress or you look at depression, so a lot of times people don't want to look at like the darker sides of their life because it does bring light to it. You're more aware of it. Now you have to deal with all these emotions and feelings, but at the end of it, you're stronger for it. So that's something we want to think of is kind of went on a little bit of tangent there, I guess. But when you are looking at stress, it's not uncommon and it's not wrong that when you start looking at stress, you actually feel a little more stressed because you're more aware of your stress now. Now that you want to work on it, you have to become aware of it. So you'll become aware of it. You'll figure out the steps you can do to handle it, and all of a sudden you'll come out stronger on the other side. So the same thing is true of anxiety. Same thing is true of depression. Maybe we're not good at math. Maybe we're not good at a certain like skill we want to be good at. So if I want to be good at the piano or guitar or any kind of lifting thing, maybe I'm new to CrossFit, but I want to be really good at it. Well, if you're new to it, the first step you're going to take is realizing how bad you suck at it. And then realizing the amount of work that's going to be needed, you're better, more aware of the amount of work, and now you can start working towards it. So sometimes that happens, okay? So as you get a little bit like that increased awareness kind of gives us a sense of challenge. But if you work through that, you will be stronger rather than running away from that challenge. So another fear that sometimes people have of the fear of the future is the fear of being alone. So they don't want to get to the end of their life and be lonely. And that's very reasonable. So human beings are wired to be around other human beings. And we do often enjoy other people's company. Sometimes people overstay their welcome and they annoy the crap out of us. But often we tend to enjoy when there's certain people around and people can make us laugh and just make us smile and we just kind of share our life experiences together. So what you want to do to combat that a little bit is to make sure you invest into the relationships now that you have that you enjoy. So as much as you can, try to foster the relationships that you enjoy in your life. And it can be something as quick as just a text every day. So just a, hey, how are you doing? Or, hey, I hope you have a good day. So I sometimes will text like stupid little corny jokes to people every now and then, or I'll just check in with them, or just kind of like, it sounds funny, but with today's culture is a phone call sometimes feels like a hell of a commitment. So, and it's like, I don't know if I want to talk on the phone. Like, we don't talk that often, so it's going to end up being like 40 minutes, and I don't have 40 minutes. Okay, well, you can at least shoot a text, okay? So doing something is better than nothing. So if you're afraid of overcommitting, then find a way that kind of limits your commitment or find a way that you can modulate and change. So, for example, text. You can text whenever you're available. This is the side effects of not getting good enough sleep. But you can text whenever you're available. So if you have a busy work day and you're like, man, I don't get off work until 9 or 10 at night. By then I'm so tired I don't want to call. Well, shoot a text. You guys can text back and forth throughout the day. You can do emails. You can try to call once a week. Set up a time like that or once every 2 weeks. But you want to invest into the relationships that you have now that you enjoy. That way, you know there's a better chance for them to be around later in life. And then also, you want to set up habits of meeting new people. So methods, ways, joining like community groups. So, if you go to a church, you can join a church group. If you live in a local area and, maybe you like nature and you can find that there's like a local nature watch preserve, like a group, or maybe a group that like does book readings together, just finding kind of community events. So I was talking with somebody in my life, they'll remain nameless because I don't know if they want me to say their name, but we were talking and they were saying how they were thinking about the idea of trying to create a relationship or friendships outside of their relationship. So they have a significant other and they enjoy their significant other. There's nothing wrong with that significant other. But, they don't want them to be the sole source of their happiness because it's not fair to that significant other and it's not fair to themselves. So they could feel themselves kind of almost getting so narrow focused that if their spouse was having a bad day, they would have a bad day. you know, if they were having a bad day and the spouse was having a good day, that it was kind of hard on the spouse because then they couldn't have feel like they had a great day because they were having a bad day. So they kind of felt like there was too much relying on each other for their own happiness. So this person talked about finding a community group, and they had brought up different type of scenarios, like maybe like a pedal biking group. They can go on, find a running group. Maybe they would join a place like a CrossFit that has a community to it. So like our gym isn't CrossFit. It's a smaller gym. Like we have about 80 to 100 members at any one time. So it's much smaller, and it's 24/7 access. So our membership is a lot spread out. So we might only have like 15 to 20 people in the gym at one time, which is like a max capacity for us. Not that we couldn't fit more. We just don't want any more. So, yeah, it keeps the gym still functional. But what I was getting to was that with a gym like ours, as you might come in, there might only be a choice of having, you know, 5 or 6 people to kind of be friends with. And that's fine. Maybe that's all you want and that's all you need and that's all you, like, that will work for you. Sometimes the benefit of CrossFit gyms is there's just more people. So you can get access to more people and maybe find those friendships that you're missing. So if you're afraid of being alone, you have to foster the relationships that you have now. Invest into them. Even if it's just a small text every day, you know, or every other day, call once a week or once every 2 weeks. Just do something that you know for sure that that relationship, that bond is growing. Okay? So grow that bond in some way. Then you have to set up habits of meeting new people. So that's just going to help expose you to more friends. It's going to help spread out your ability to be happy. So it's not getting too dependent on one person or just yourself. So that helps a lot. You can also get a pet, as funny as it sounds. That does bring happiness and you don't feel alone. So if you're kind of like too introverted and or depressed and or anxiety to go out and meet new people, still foster relationships you have best you can. And then, as funny as it sounds, just get a pet, like get a dog, get a cat. So I've talked about the cat we have at my parents' house named Freddie, and Freddie came with the house. So when we bought the house, the owners told us, hey, there's this cat that comes around, and it's actually the neighbor's cat, but he spends all his days here at the house. You know, please take care of him. And we're like, yeah, sure. You know, we love pets. So now I cuddle with Freddie every day after work, and we kind of have our own little thing on Instagram where I have like a post every now and then called Life Lessons with Freddie. And we just kind of share like the fun lessons I've learned and just the time I get to spend with Freddie. So it's really fun. So, and that's fun. That's a good thing to do. So I was laughing with somebody recently. If you look at almost all dating sites, every female in their late 20s and early 30s has a dog. So it's always hilarious in the sense of I understand why. But I was joking with my mom at one point in time, and she was saying how the pros and cons of having different pets and different animals in the house. And we were laughing about how it seems like if you get a girl, you're going to get a pet. So they just kind of come hand in hand. And we were laughing about that. So, but that's okay. So that's a good thing to do too. So, and that gives you somebody you can kind of be close with, somebody you can share stories with. And I know that sounds kind of like goofy to say, but it's absolutely true. So like, pets can sometimes be lifesavers. You know, they really can be somebody who's quote unquote there for you all the time. They love seeing you. It's somebody that you know is dependent on you. So therefore you have to have your shit together to take care of that pet. So it holds you a little more accountable. So it does help. So that's another thing to kind of think of. So the goal is, if you don't want to be alone, if you have the fear of being alone, don't be alone. Don't be alone now. So do the things right now that bring people into your life, and then you'll know that you have a better chance of having people in your life later on. Okay? So invest in the relationships you have now. Find ways to meet new people, and get a pet if you want. So cool. Now, kind of some other areas we look at with fear of the future is what if the worst happens? What if the worst thing possible that you could possibly think of, what if that happens? Well, you'd have to do the same thing with any outcome. So you have to practice addressing the worries now, like we said with the worries and concerns. But with anything, you just, anything that comes at you, you have to analyze what it is, what its effects are, and then adjust to that. So practice with difficult things now. So if you have a fear of, I don't know, let's just say like a fear of driving. So the best way to overcome that would be to practice driving now. So don't wait for the worst thing to happen. Start getting into it now. So, I've talked with people before where they might have fear of competition. So start doing competitions now. So too often people like put off doing like powerlifting competitions or bodybuilding competitions or CrossFit stuff because they're like, well, I want to wait till I can win. No, you don't get to do that. Not everybody gets to win the first time they go do a show. That's stupid. So just go for the experience. Go to learn how it's done. Go to learn to get the feelings, the emotions out of the way. Learn how to manage those. And then by your third or fourth meet, you'll have all of those, third or fourth competition, you'll have those things better adjusted to. And then if you do have the right level of strength, the right type of endurance, the right type of body later on to win, you'll have the mental strength and the competition knowledge of how to actually win. Okay? So too often people wait until like everything's perfect. Bullshit. It's not going to be perfect. Okay? Just get your feet wet. Get some experience now. So that's going to help. Okay? So that will be the idea, is if you have the fear of like the worst thing could happen, start putting yourself nearer to that situation and get more comfortable with what that might be. Okay? So if somebody's afraid of like being alone, well, learn how to spend like a weekend alone. Maybe go on a small trip on your own to some nearby like small town that has like some nice art festivals or outside stuff, and just go for a weekend by yourself and see what it would be like. See if you can find ways to kind of keep your mind busy, keep your body busy. See if you can find things that you would personally enjoy doing. You know, maybe you can get up, you know, read a book, go for a walk, eat at a nice cafe, you know, go walk around the town, see what's out and about. Maybe there's some live music. Just go out and start enjoying yourself and seeing what it would be like. So that's the idea, is putting yourself closer to those more challenging positions and the things that stress you. Start exposing yourself a little bit to that stress in micromanagement amounts. So in amounts you can manage and feel a little stretched, but still in control of. That'll help you. So that way, that fear of what if the worst thing happens, you'll say, you know what? At least I've experienced some of it. I'm a little more prepared. And you can practice that more and more. Okay? So that's the idea. If you're afraid of the future, as much as you can, try to prepare for everything that you think might happen. Put those worries into work, you know, put actions to your thoughts, and try to be prepared as much as you can. And then also, if you have anything that you can start exposing yourself to, that'll help as well. So just try to start challenging your comfort zone. Try to expand your comfort zone now before it's forced to expand later on. So that's the idea, okay? So you want to plan for the best stuff to happen, but you want to be open to all outcomes. So too often people get expectations set of what they think will happen or what they want to happen. And it's too often we set kind of two like perfect expectations. And then when things don't quite work our way, we feel stressed and we feel kind of like out of control of it. Well, you can't control your future. You can't control every aspect of it. You can control the things that are within you can control. So how much are you prepared? Have you stretched your comfort zone? Have you tried to get ready for things, the what ifs? Excuse me. So that's the best thing you can do, is just handle what you can handle, but don't set expectations of things that you can't control. So if there's elements that you can't control, don't try to plan for the best case scenarios. Just plan for anything. So since anything can come, you have to be prepared for anything. So if you don't expect any one single thing, you won't be thrown off when that single thing doesn't come. Okay? So plan for the best, but be open to all outcomes. And trust in yourself, trust in your ability to adjust, trust in your ability to learn new things, to expand your horizons. So that's one of the best ways to develop confidence for the what ifs or the unknowns, is to develop confidence today, develop confidence right now. So give yourself little challenges with diets. Give yourself little challenges with training. You know, can you do, you know, 20 push-ups every day for a month? That's not that big of a goal for most people. It's almost going to feel like it's meaningless, but can you even do that? So just doing that will build up confidence. And all of a sudden, you're going to take on the next goal and the next goal and the next goal. So I've done that my entire life, is I took on small little goals. Like I told you guys before, I drank a gallon of milk a day. I did it for 2 years, never missed a single day. I've done three diets where I lost 50 pounds in 10 weeks or less. I've done a whole crap load of, like, I've trained every day for a year, for several years at a time, like different, like, years. I've done that, and that was a challenge at first, but eventually it just becomes kind of second nature. So that would be the goal, is trying to challenge yourself with small things now, so that way you can be ready for the big things when they come. Okay? So hopefully this gave you some food for thought, some things to think of that can help you, like we said, manage your stress. Not try to eliminate stress. That's not possible. It's not even good. We need stress to kind of grow and develop. So what our goal here is, when it comes to the six areas that we've looked at, so worry, hurry, social media, people-pleasing, getting along with others, and now the fear of the future, when we have those fears, worries, and concerns, we want to try to address them proactively, try to take charge of that, and see if you can manage that stress rather than just letting that stress overcome you and you turn out to be responsive or reactive to stress. You want to be proactive. You want to be in charge of it, okay? So that's what we're looking to do, is what are the steps that we can do to feel like we're more in control of the stress and in control of our own emotions, okay? Cool. So hopefully that helped. Hopefully it gave you some good insight. If there's anything that you feel like you would like more help with, we would be happy, happy, happy to help. So just shoot us an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. So if there's something about stress or something that's holding you back from being the best in your life and you want some insight or some help on how to overcome it, we'll definitely give you our opinion, or we'll go find somebody who knows more than we do, okay? So just shoot us an email, and we're always here to help. So if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Brutal Iron Gym. Also, if you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. So the more people we help, the happier the world will be. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. So the podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about, okay? Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.